I'd ask you a little bit more about jazz at this stage. If you're watching these musicians, do you feel as though watching improvising musicians has influenced the way you are on stage at all, or the way you approach writing music?
I love jazz so much. I mean, I came to it later, but it now like owns a giant part of the planet. That's my brain. You know, it's got a whole hemisphere to itself.
I approve of that message.
But I think that also it definitely was like an encourager. You know, it was like one of those things where it helped me to not be so afraid to just try and play. It's really hard because the thing that I love about it so much is that it takes all this preparation and serious work and discipline to then jump off a cliff and let go completely and just trust that everything is going to be there and carry you through. And I really look up to that because I think that it's very hard to just let go in our world in any way. You know, about anything, we really need safety, or, you know, what we believe is safety. I so admire that in jazz.
That's a lovely description. That's a really great description. I've not heard it described in quite that way before, actually. So I might have to write that one down and steal it as my own someday.